So before we continue analyzing the Ma'arik and the Kesivas, I want to just review our main Chakira and also see a little bit of the Rambam and the Mukhei Yosef, which might be relevant to this issue. The Chakira was the ability to go and take my property. Our example has been my basketball. I see my basketball in somebody else's rishos, and I come, and the guy gets in my face, and I'm getting physical with him. The ability for me to take it, and take it knowing full well that I might have to, and I do have to, actually get physical and hurt the guy. So what justifies that? Is it that it's really just the same exact koach of Beis Din? Like the Gemara says, by the woman who's saving her husband, her hand becomes a shliach Beis Din. Because like the shliach Beis Din, under certain circumstances, could become physical to try to enforce the Din Torah. So to me, maybe, as you said yesterday, maybe it's based on the svara of the Rosh, the fact that I have a raya that I could have gone to Beis Din, I have like Yilu, the amigo of Beis Din, that's what allows it. Or is it just a Din of Hatzal, I'm allowed to stand up for my property and protect myself. So there's a couple... There's a couple Rishonim that, again, there's room to discuss, but at least to look at them, it seems like maybe you get the impression it's more that it becomes like Beis Din. So there's the Mukhei Yosef. Let's see if I can find it. Mukhei Yosef should be on my sheet. The Mukhei Yosef says, right in the Lashon of Mea Pandei, where they're going to, that Rav Nachman said they could have hit the guy 100 times. So the Mukhei Yosef, et cetera. Okay, Mamela Shamina, and from the fact that we said he's allowed to hit if he needs to, we hear also the Shlech Beis Din Nami Hachi Dinei. So the same is true by Shlech Beis Din. Bahadin Man Delot Sayas Dina, that if somebody's not listening to the din of the Beis Din, the Shlech Beis Din is allowed to beat him up to enforce it. Dilotema Hachi Mari Mamone Ichi Yagile Roshusalami Yavet Hachi Mi Alam Shlechat Beinina. If not for the fact that Beis Din itself could do this, would this guy be able to do it? So says the Mukhei Yosef, it can't be that this guy is able to beat somebody up to, you know, make sure the din's being enforced, and a regular shliach Beis Din cannot. So you could say it's almost like a Kal V'chomer. This guy's not really a shliach Beis Din, and if this guy can beat somebody up, so a Kal V'chomer, a real shliach Beis Din, can beat somebody up. But in the Kodesh Yishurim, the way he brought this Mukhei Yosef, he seems to be saying it fits within that shita that we really view this person who's being of an inish janela nafshe as a shliach basin. So he's saying, we see from here, that just like this kilu virtual shliach basin can do this, so of course a real shliach basin can beat somebody up. So okay, maybe you get the impression from this Mukhei Yosef, he's also understanding it as koach basin. In the many people, the Rav, Kodesh Yishurim, everybody brings this Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is, the context is, this is something I'm not good at, because I never really learned the Rambam Kaseda. So if I see it in the Gemara, like a Rambam, I'll look it up, but you gotta really see the whole context of the Rambam to get the bigger picture. So the Rambam says here, it's Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud, Yud Beis. So in Perek Beis, Al Tothos Sanhedrin. So he's talking about how many dayanim do you need for a Beis Din. He says in Halacha Yud and Beis Yud, Av Alpisha in Beis and Pachlos Mishlosha, even though you need three for a Beis Din. Mutter li echad ladun min haTorah, right? Even in dain yachid can dain min haTorah. Now we're in a tish for tamisecha. Uvidibri sov ma'ashu shlosha v'shnayim shadano ein dinayim din. So it could be midir raisa, one would be enough. That's halacha yud. Halacha yud aleph. Echad shayim mumchel rabim oshenat l'rishus b'beistin. Or he's a mutter ladun yachidi aval einu chashav beistin. Even nowadays, we're midir rabbanim. You need three. If somebody is a real gadol hador, he is rishus, he's allowed to do it. Okay. And then fine, yechidis, but you're not really supposed to be done yechidis. It's not a good idea. It says in Yechidis, Yesh l'adam lasos din liatzmo, em yesh v'yado ko'achol v'kedas u'kehalacha hu oseh, eino chayim l'trocho v'lo l'beis din. In the context of saying, midar raisa, maybe one is good. Midar abayin, you need three dayan. But in theory, in some cases, you could have one dayan, who's a shos beis din, or he's a gadol ador. So the Rambam says, nachid beis, and a person can be done for himself. Right, if yishkach, but hold the kedasik halacha. As long as he's doing what's la halacha, maybe the Ram even means like the Rosh was saying that he could bring raya that he's doing it halacha. Eino chayli drach levo lebeis din. Av al pish lo hayosh and hevse ben chaser ilu nisacher ba lebeis din. The vigachem kibul lelav baldino veyidu lebeis din vedarshu matzo shasik halacha vidin emes don atzmo ein sosrin is dino. This end of the Rambam is also very interesting. Rambam says, I come, I grab my basketball. The guy gets really upset. He brings me to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, "No, why'd you do that?" And I say, "Because look, I have the receipt. I bring Adam. It's my basketball. Okay, good. So then I'm fine. Even though I hit the guy, I'm putter." Lashon the Rambam is, "Ein sosrin is dino," that we don't contradict his din. So the lashon here is it's not so clear what the Rambam means by that. But you get the impression that he says that his sock was like a sock of basin. Just like if a basin of Hoskins sling, we're not going to overturn it afterwards from some other basin. We're not going to overturn his sock. The Kodesh Shirim also wanted to learn from this Lashon HaRambam. Again, you have to figure out what, it's a very small diagonal, but he's trying to develop this idea from it. That even if, let's say, I learned the sugya, and I don't know, what would the example be? I'm not really sure. Somehow, my friend and I, we were involved in some sort of Mishnayos learning program, and I'm claiming that I won the lottery for the basketball. He's claiming he won the basketball, and I come, and I learn the sugya, I bring rayas, and I'm entitled to the basketball. And I see it's not so pashut. The Rambam's one way, the Ramban's a different way. And I see the Iker's like the Ramban, and I take the basketball, and he brings it to the bases, and the Rambam passes a different way. So it's a good to say shiur, and this cough to be toe-faced, according to the Rambam, for the lashon of kamdina, as long as my tvisa, my avid inishdina lanapshe is based on something, there's something that ki'ilu, if I was a real based in, and I paskin this way, it wouldn't be called a toast bidvar mishnah, meaning it's not like a fundamental error. What I paskin has a basis for it, even though it's not muskum, even though it's machlokas, even though it's not so clear we should paskin like it, as long as my avid inishdina lanapshe has some sort of yisod, I'm allowed to follow it. That's what the Rambam's trying to say. By kamdina, we accept his psak. I'm really like a basin, according to the Rambam, according to the Kuntus Shirin. But certainly the context of the Rambam gives you the impression that you need three midoraisa, or maybe midorabana, you need three, and one is not really enough, sometimes it is enough, but a person can be done for himself. You get the impression from the context of the Rambam, he's understanding that Abedin Yishjin Lanamshe is, what's it called? Is Mamish a din? Yeah, Gabe.
I've heard this extension, like you will kill a person, it should also be fine, somebody gives an extra lash. And he was the gallows if he doesn't feel the basin to give.
Right, if you're the shtef basin or a father beating his son, right, the Gemara Makos, and they kill him, so he's gonna be fucked up. Fafanami, I don't know. I did not see that discussed. If you really think that you have no alternative but to do that, maybe. It seems a little crazy. I don't know. When I say alternative, it means that he keeps on holding on to your basketball. Like, give it up already. He's like, no. And you keep on hitting him again and again and again. He's not giving it up. That's what I mean. I mean, there's no other way to get your basketball. I don't know. I'm not sure. I feel like what I'm saying sounds ridiculous, so I'm not sure. But maybe your mom is like a shtef based in. You're trying to enforce it in. Could be.
If you are allowed to enforce,
but I'm sorry, I didn't see it discussed. So, I don't know. We have to look into it. Yeah.
If you're allowed to do Ovid Inish Dinner Lanafshi, even when it's machlokas, so you'll end up with a situation of one guy says I hold like this shitter, the other one like I hold like this shitter,
right?
And they just continue fighting.
Right. Hachanami. But that's what the Rambam is. According, first of all, you don't necessarily have to accept this chat of 26 shirim. It's not like before in the Rambam. You could say the Rambam means only if it's muskan that you're entitled to a bibas. The Rush means. If you accept it, that it's not, that even if it's machlokas, like the Kodesh Shirim wants to say, so the pshat would be that just like if a regular Beis Din paskin based on that shita, even though another Beis Din in a different case could disagree in paskin differently, but the other Beis Din is not going to overturn the first Beis Din's psak. So it's not going to lead to just back and forth. We'll tell the loser who lost his basketball, I'm sorry, you cannot take the basketball anymore. The psak was, it belongs to him. What do you mean if the psak was? They'll say, but the Rambam paskins differently. We'll say, okay, the Rambam paskins differently. But it was already paskin on the Beis Din of Abedin Dilan Afshe, that it belongs to the first guy. Hachanami. Yeah, it's big Kiddush. Yeah.
If he's like unsuccessful and like he tries to take the din into his own hands and is not successful in like reacquiring the object, is that considered like it was tried and did, and therefore
and it was passing against him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think not, but I'm not sure. I did not see that just either. It could just be that then he'll say that I never got my hands on it, so there's no psak yet. But that would be my explanation.
So that thing is not really by Psaq.
That din is more by like Zeris and Hakamas. Okay. I think by Psaq, we assume as long as the first basin wasn't an error, so then their Psaq is exception. This actually is a whole Ashkafa to discuss about this idea. There's a beautiful Ramosha where you kind of discussed this idea, like the whole idea of psak. If I ask a rav something, even though he's paskin something which is a machlokas, maybe it's even against the common practice, but he paskin it for me, and he's somebody who's a talmid chacham, that becomes halacha. Like each based in rav can paskin and create halacha for the people that they're dealing with. Okay, so good. So yeah, I think so. All right, that's that. That is that. And what else is there? The Lashon Rambam. This, I feel like there's something else I wanted to talk about in terms of this Chakira. Oh, whatever. I feel like Rabbi Yaakovson talked about this. I did not look into it at all. But there's a rush at the end of the first parak where he brings a machlokas about if you're allowed somebody who was injured in Bavel, where they're not done whatever din he got injured for, can the person be toe-face even knusso? So it's a kefa, dalva, hey, things like that. That's also machlokas for Yaakovson talked about that. So that's the machlokas we've shown him, which the idea that he could be tofes knusso seems to be just chiddush al gabi chiddush, because we usually assume there's no chiyav b'dei shamayim, so basically paskins that the guy's type kefil or dalad hay. There's no, it just doesn't exist, but basically didn't paskins it for him. But Rav Guzman wanted to say, maybe the pshat could be, if you allow it, to be tofes even knussos, because you really view yourself as the guy as a basin, and he's kilo paskining the chiyav knas by being tofes, which is a huge chiddush. Okay. Anyway, but Adkan just discussing the Chakira. Now we'll go back into the Ma'arik, into the Nesivos. Okay. Any questions? We're good. So the Ma'arik. It's a complicated case. Got a lot of details here. But the Ma'arik is talking about the following. There were two brothers. One of them donated a menorah to the shul. That brother died. And now the living brother is saying, I want to get the menorah back. It was very nice of my brother, but I also feel attached to this menorah. It was my late brother's menorah. I want to get it back. And the shul, again, the details are a little bit fuzzy because we don't know the exact case. The shul was toe-faced this menorah. Where did they toe-face it from? Where was it? Where is it now? I don't know. Well, the ma'aseh of the shul was toe-faced this menorah. So now, the brother, the live brother, sends a question to the Ma'arik. He's very upset. He says, the shul took a menorah. I'm telling you, my brother told me he didn't give it to the shul. He said they could use it. The shul's claiming he said that he gave it to them. It's not true. And they don't have any raya that my brother gave it to them. And we know the Rosh Paskins, that's how he's bringing the Mordechai to the Paskining. If you want to do Avid Inish Dinah Lenavshe, so you have to be somebody who could have gone to the base and then Mizokha Bidin. They took this menorah from wherever they took it from. They have no raya, they're entitled to it. So tell them they have to give it back. Okay, that was the shoel that's very upset. That's the shoel to the Ma'arik. And the Ma'arik says, b'mechilas kvodcha, I don't know what you're talking about. So the Ma'arik says, we're going to read to you some very wonderful lines in this Ma'arik. So he says, ulefi da'iti eino. What you're saying is incorrect. The halo mikre avedina lenafshe, alheicha she'ose maise ke'ein dayan. Says what they did, they weren't acting, they weren't posketing anything, they weren't acting like a dying, they were just toe-faced. The whole relevance of the sugya of Avad Inyash Dina Lanapshe is only if the person who's being done, Dina Lanapsho, is acting as a dying. Likvos mamon bishfil mamonacher. One example which we actually don't. He says, Lamaskana, we don't do this because of the din that. Of the sugya of Metzia Kofiadala, that you can't go to somebody's house and take their money. But let's say the person, I want to collect money because he owes me money for something else. He broke my thing, he borrowed money, I worked for him, but I want to collect money because he owes me money for something else. So that I can't do. So that it would be of an initial lenafshe. Oh, the hakos eschavero, you need a basin to beat somebody down. So that would be of an initial lenafshe. Oh, the hafsido achi shalim mamon, you want to collect his property and say we're not going to give it back until you pay, something like that. B'kai gabna shayich lemeimar dina lenavshe. Aval b'kai gabna lo mikri ala tofes b'kuli talmuda. Says the Ma'arik, I don't know what you're talking about. What did they do? Did they beat you up? No. Did they make you lose money? No. I mean, they made you lose a mirror, but that's not called abinir dina lenavshe. All they're doing is being tofes. Who cares? They don't have a raya. What are you getting upset about? There's no relevance to abinir dina lenavshe. Yeah, Ashley, you have a question?
Does that mean you just don't be tofes at that?
Maybe. Yes, there's a sugya type of coin, right? But that's own sugya. Yeah, maybe. But the Ma'arik says that the fact that they took it is not of an inish din lenafshe. So what's he saying? Again, you have to look through the Ma'arik. I had to read it a couple times before it became a little bit clearer. But he's saying that there's two different levels of collecting something that you think is belonging to you. One level is where you have to go and you think you're going to have to beat the guy up. Or let's say, for example, the case in the Gemara, where the shore is attacking my shore and I pull away my bottom shore and I know it's going to kill the upper shore. In that case, what I'm doing is not only protecting my property and getting it back, I'm also making the guy whose shore hamazik it is lose a significant amount of money. Right? That's the kind of case where that's just not called being toe-faced, my shore. I'm being mazik that guy. Or something like that, the woman causing boshes to the guy attacking your husband. In that case, then you have to say avid inish dina lenafshet. For the marik, the critical word is dina. Avid inish dina lenafshet. It's mamish a din. What does it mean, a din? Then everything is called a din, says the marik. A din is something that requires a basin. What's more requires a basin? They're attacking, they're making the guy lose, they're taking money for some other money. Something like that is avid inish dina lenafshet. But if you're just being toe-faced money that you're claiming is yours, so take it. So take it. The way the Rama quotes this Ma'arik, just make it a little bit more understandable, she says, Yeshomrim, he's quoting Ma'arik as Yeshomrim, V'lo mikre avad inish din l'nafshe, ela kishamazik l'chaveiro, yod shemakeyu, like you're hurting him, you're hitting him, v'lachin lo yuchol asos, en lakin yuchol levar, shu shalom, and now you can't do unless you have a raya that you're entitled to do this, and it's really yours. Aval tfisa bi'alma, shetavso l'mashkon, but just to grab it and to keep it by you, it's like, I'm going to hold this as security. Yachol lasos b'cholinim. You can do that across the board. The yored achakach imo ladin. He just fills in that clarification. So what are you going to do with this menorah? The shul will say, fine. You want to have a din Torah about it? Well, have a din Torah about it. So says the Marik, that you're allowed to do. That's called tfisa. If you're grabbing it and saying, I think I'm entitled to it, you think you're entitled to it? Okay, so let's have a din Torah about it. But at least it'll be by me for the time being. The Marik says that's like a din Torah about it.
In the case of the brothers, didn't he take it, the shul took it, before the live brother claimed it from the Nara?
Before the live brother what?
Before the live brother claimed it from the Nara. The shul currently has it in the possession, and now the live brother is saying, wouldn't that be up?
Say what? Lechora, the case was, the shul knew that this brother wanted it, let's say.
The whole time?
I don't know. Or not. So let's say not. What's your point?
So if not, then it's not like we're saying that we're having an argument about something and the question is unbeaten, then the rest of it can't be. It's the shul currently has it, and I'm trying to take it out of possession.
The brother's problem was that, Abed Inish Dilan, that the shul in taking was doing Abed Inish Dilan, not sure. That was the brother's problem. So that's what he's saying. No, he's saying they don't have a raya that it's theirs. We saw in the rush yesterday. In order to do Abed Inish Dilan Nafshi, you have to know that it's yours. Yeah. I'm sorry. Can you stop for 1 second? The referring? This guy's called me 6 times while I'm giving share. Well, I'll just talk about that and tell him I'm here, and then we'll be right back with you. You know, you don't know. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so we got the Marik. We're in the middle. We have the question or no? We got the... So Marik was talking about the following case. The shul collected it, and at the time that the brother was upset at them for collecting it, okay. And then he's saying they don't have a raya. We saw in the rush yesterday. He's also being medayek from the Mordechai that you only do avid inish dilan nafshe if you could prove that you're entitled to it al pidin. They can't prove that, so why did they take it? Says the Marik, that's not relevant to avid inish dilan nafshe.
So
they weren't beating you up. They weren't making you lose money. They weren't collecting money.
But they're allowed to keep it. You don't have the right to go and take it from the
shul. Yeah. Go to Basin and let them decide. And if you don't want to bring the basin, or you, and nobody has a raya, okay, maybe they get to keep
Hachanam.
Because Chayim Chazak. Yeah, another Mukhsak. Yeah. Okay, so that's Ma'arik. So what's the basis of this Ma'arik? What does this show us about how he's understanding Avad Inish Din L'Nafshe? Like I mentioned yesterday, this is a machlokes, not everybody's masim to this Ma'arik. It is a Yeshomim in the Ramadov. So what does this show us? Lechora, this shows us that Ma'arik is understanding it's Mamish's Lashon, meaning he's saying that the din of Avad Inish is you're acting as a Dayan. I have another quote from him. He says, "Debishlamu lahakos chaveiro laziko b'mamono biyadayim oy degoy." If you're going to hurt your friend, you're going to make him lose money. You're going to bring him to the non-Jewish court where they're going to fine him or something like that. Sheikh lamei arve abedina lanafshe. Oh lo abed. Then we can talk about a machlokas of abedina lanafshe or lo. The hanami kemo dina shrei hadayin yish lo koach lirdo v'lachov ben beguf ben b'mamon and shkav Allah alavas adin, etc., etc., etc. And that's the machlokas in Baba Kama. Says the Ma'arik, the din of abed inish lanafshe is, are you allowed to do something that requires a dayan to do on your own? He doesn't explain where you get this koach from. That's what we were trying to say yesterday. Apparently there's some sort of ego or something that allows you to act as a dayan. It says the Ma'arik, you can Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshe, you only need the justifications of the Rush and the Mordechai, of being able to prove it, maybe being a specific item. If your mom is doing a din, if you're just grabbing something, you're not beating the guy up, you're not making him lose money, that's nothing. So the Chora, the perspective of the Ma'arik is that Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshe is mamish a din. It's not just protecting your property. And therefore he says that requires certain standards to be able to do Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshe. But even if you're not going to do that, you're just going to take something from that you think belongs to you, that you're allowed to do no matter what. That's not Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshe. You're just being tofei something. So that's a huge expansion. But it's an expansion that's based on this perspective that the din of Ovid Inish is a real ki'ilu, you're acting as a dayan. So you could be, there's something less than that, which you're still allowed to do if you're not acting as a dayan. That's what he says.
Why can't you just say that I'm going to take you to me? Turn it into every case of tisa, I just turn it into the case of Abedin Shilin Ashik. I'll just say, if you don't give it to me, I'll punch you in the face, and then it becomes, now it would be a hafsid mamon, and then it turns into.
Well, I think the Ma'arik would say, if you don't have a raya that it's yours, then you're, that's just, you can't say I'm going
to
punch you in the face.
You have to also hold the
He has two levels. He has that you could do mamish Abedin Shilin Ashik when you have the rush, and the Mordechai is like specific, and you have a raya for it. But if it's less than that, you just want to grab something, and if the guy wants to bring it to base, he'll bring it to base, and that you're allowed to do no matter what. Okay, that's the din of the Ma'arik again. Okay, from his perspective of that it's really a din. The Chazon Ish, I gave you a Chazon Ish. It seems to me that he's being cholik on this, but again, it's not so clear because it's really out of context. It's really a Chazon Ish and Eben HaEzer comparing Dini Mamonos to Ishus, and we don't have to get into it. But it could be the impression you get from the Chazon Ish and the Yamshel Shomo, like I said yesterday, says explicitly it's not true. Even if you just want to grab something from somebody, that is of an Ish Dini Mamonos. So he disagrees with his Ma'arik. Now, the Nesivus. Okay, good Nesivus. I mean, everything's good. Nesivus is very interesting. So there's a Gemara on Memches about if somebody's in my Rishus, and I beat him up, so maybe I'm not allowed to do that. Okay, good. So the Nesivus is based on the Psak of the Rambam, based on that Gemara. It appears in Simen Tavchav Aleph Sevav. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, the first day is Shitas Aramba. Bechol makom shechovu vechaveru bekavana chaye behei dvarim. Afilu nichnas chaveru derushusus shelo berushus. Somebody comes into my house, comes into my field. I don't know, I didn't allow him to be there. Bechovel bo beotzio chaye. And I beat him up, and I force him out. I'm chaye to pay him. Din hi sheish lo rushus lo otzio. I can escort him out. Ein lo rushus lachvel, but I have no right to beat him up. Avan hu misare bo veein oro tilatzeis. Yesh omrim, which is not the Rambam, yesh omrim. I think it's Rashba, but Yishomrim is another one of the Rishonim. But the Rambam says somebody's in my field, somebody's in my house, and I'm asking him to leave, and he's not leaving. Says the Rambam, I'm allowed to encourage him, I'm allowed to pressure him to leave. I can't beat him up. There's Yishomrim that I can even beat him up. Okay, so now Nesivus asks the following question. It says in Simin Dalet Siv Aleph. There's only one sif. It says in Siman Dalet in Shulchan Aruch that this idea of Ovid Inish Dinah L'Nafshe, I see my basketball and I want to get it back, I can even beat the guy up if that's what's necessary. So he asks, what's the difference? How come the Rambam paskins, when there's somebody in my house, there's somebody in my field, and he's not leaving, I can't beat him up? So what am I supposed to do? So l'chora, I go to Beis Din, or I go to the police, or I go to somebody, and I make sure they get him out of my house. How come in that case, I cannot take the law into my own hands? I gotta leave it to the authorities. But in the case where he has my basketball, I'm allowed to take the matter into my own hands. That's the question of the Nesivus. Okay, so based on this, he develops unbelievable three levels with one subcategory in the third level. Okay, he's all these chidushim based on this question of the Rambam. I think also based on the feeling that how could it be? And he says this explicitly. How could it be? I could beat somebody up. It doesn't make sense. Says, and forget about the fact that it's a stira within the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins I can't beat him up to get him out of my house. But it's only svara. Even based in itself, again, the Chora, the Nesivus is saying, this guy, maybe he's working in Mikoach Beistin. Maybe at best he's going to be like Beistin. But is he going to be better than Beistin? Even Beistin itself, if the guy's refusing to pay, we don't beat him up. Rak Shulchan Shliach Beistin Emotzi Bal Karcho. First, we try to just collect against his will. Ukishenu Miniach Shliach Beistin. He fights off the Shliach Beistin. He's not letting him come in to get his stuff. Az Minadin La Misare. We put him in Cherem. Rak Beinu Mashkiach Alanigo. If he ignores our Cherem, Vadigim Mutaram Lakoso Achitate Nafsho. Then, okay, he's a Russia and he's ignoring us. We can beat him up, do everything we can do. But it's a whole process, a whole procedure. Okay, in any case, Yehu ve'atzma mutu la'akoso. How could it be that the guy who's oved inish dino l'navshe is going to be better than Dayanim? It doesn't make sense. Okay, you could have done something else. You don't have to beat him up. What could you have done? You could have gone to Beis Din. Again, what did our Gemara say? And this is important just to lay the groundwork to understand this in Sivus. Our Gemara said, in a case where people are stealing my water and it's not going to be replaced, and I don't know how much he's going to use if I go to Beis Din, there's going to be a clear pseida, then the Kuli Alma I can beat him up. But the case where we're passing in the Shulchan Aruch, Avad Inish Din Lanafshe, is that there's no pseida. The Gemara says there's no pseida, and why am I able to beat the guy up? To save the tircha. I could have gone to Beis Din, I could have shown them Edim and Ashtar that it's my basketball, and nevertheless, in order to save that tircha, I'm allowed to beat the guy up. It doesn't make sense, it's in the Sivus. Okay, so based on that, he has three categories. He says, the first category where the Gemara says, the Kuli Alma Avad Inish Din L'Nafshe, that's a case where it's clear pseida, it's Vadai pseida. That was the example of the water. Okay, that was the example of the water where the water is flowing out, the guy's using my water, if I go to Beis Din, I'm gonna have no idea how much water to use. So in that case, the Kuli Alma Avad Inish Din L'Nafshe. I'm allowed to save my money by beating the guy up. Isn't that like a question I have no answer to? But just to let you guys think about it, if anybody has any rayas or aras, please let me know. But so now we're within the world of Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe. We're saying, what is it? Is it a din? Is it a hatzalas mamon? But it's a machlokas in the Gemara if Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe or lo Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe. But we say, L'Kulei Alma, if I'm losing money, the guy's taking my water, and it's going to be gone, then L'Kulei Alma Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe. What changes? According to the Manda Amar, lo Avad Inish Dina L'Nafshe, so why can't I in general? And what changes once it's a pseida? You understand my question? Meaning, so we could say misvara. He could disagree with the din of Avad Inish L'Nafshe one of two ways. He could just disagree with it and say, you're trying to say the Avad Inish is like you're a dayan, you're your own personal based din. He could say, it's not true. We don't have a raya for that. It just, the mitzvah, there's no shlichus sayu, you're not really a dayan, you're no gabadavar, and the whole thing's just not true. That's what he could say low of it inish din l'nafshe. And then the question is, so what changes when it's a pseida? When the guy's taking your water and it's going to be all dried up and you're going to have no idea how much he took, so why in the kuliyama there can you do the din l'nafshe? What changes there? Yeah, if anybody has any ideas, let me know. Or you could say maybe go along the other way. If the pshat of Avad Inish Din L'Nafshe is that it's hatzala, I'm going to stand up for my rights, he says, okay, you could stand up for your rights, and maybe you could do that if it's a big pseida. You're going to lose your water, but if you could just as well go to Beis Din, so why go to such an extreme measure to start even possibly beating the guy up to protect your stuff? Just be mabat there, let him take it, and then go to Beis Din and save it. But if it's going to be a pseida, if you're going to lose your stuff, then l'kulei alma, you have the right to protect yourself and stand up for your rights. So you just think about it. Yeah,
maybe everybody holds you to be not so
mammon. Even it's a real pseida. It's a real pseida.
Then it's a case of a sasmon. Everyone agrees by a sasmon. They disagree with regards to the idea of
a later pseida.
Of
right. Yeah, that could be. It could be everybody agrees that it's just a svara. It's just a svara. That's, I gave you this Rashba in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Rashba in the context of the Gemara about the Eved. So he has this line. I saw this. I found this Shita Mekubetzes Derech Lekunches Hashirim. But he just has a line that if the Eved is stealing from me, of course I can kick him out of my house and beat him up. That's just a svara, he says. It's a svara, because l'chor is like what Avi's saying. It could be the reason why Kuli Alma Modu, that when somebody is making me lose money, mom is making me lose money, and I'll have no way to get it back, let's say, that I'm allowed to stop him. It's just a svara, Hashem lets me protect myself. Okay. Just room to discuss that. Okay, so now the Nesiva says, in the case where it's a clear pseida that the water is getting used up, so then the Kulei Alma, I'm allowed to do anything I can to stop him. If I go to Beis Din, again, what do we say? If I go to Beis Din, it's not going to help me. The guy's going to have bucketed out tons of water. I have no idea how much he took. I'm not going to get my water back. My field's going to dry up. In that case, obtain the Kulei Alma, I'm allowed even to beat him up to protect myself. The Machlokas in the Gemara, though, is about the following cases in the Sivus. The Machlokas is as where there's a possible Pseida. There's a possible Pseida. What does he mean? See if I can find it here. So he says, "Aval shelo b'makom hefsed barur, aval mikom makom ikach shash hefsed." Kigon shetoves imanu metal to nigzela. Okay, then it's a machlokas in the Gemara. What's the Nesiva saying? He's saying that the reason why the Rambam split between karka, where he says you can't beat the guy up, And Metaltlin, where he's passing that you can be the Gaia, is because Karka is, there's no Chash Pseda whatsoever, and Metaltlin is Chash Pseda. When the guy is standing in my house, or the guy is standing in my field, and he's not going, what Chash Pseda do I have, says Nasivas? What's he going to do? He's going to take my field? He's not going to take my field. I have a Raya that it's mine. I have a Shtar. I have Adim. I can go to Basedin. So in that case, passing the Rambam, why should you get in the guy's face? Call the police. Go to the Basedin. Let them deal with it. Aye, the next 8 hours, by the time I bring my Rayas, what's going to happen, says Nasivas? What's going to happen? He's not going to go anywhere. If he goes anywhere, the Matov, that'll be the best. But he's not going to take your field anywhere. There's no Chash Pseda whatsoever. So it's that case where the Rambam is paskining, even though I'm paskining of an Inish Dina Lanavshe, in that case, there's not even a Chash Pseda, then I can't do it. I have to go to Basedin. Yeah.
When we say beating him up, does that mean only the person or the person's objects? Because if we go back to the case where the guy is the Manai Chavios in the Chotzer, so that seems to be that he can take physical action there, even though it seems to be like it's a Hashash of Karka, that he could go and bring in order to bring it.
So Achanami, because yeah, that's a good Ha'ara, that's Seishmo's question. We're saying now with the Nesivis that whenever there's somebody in my karka using my land shalokidin, so what? There's no chash hersid. He's not going to take my land. Therefore, just go to Beis Din and deal with it. And I don't have the right to avodin yishdin lenafshe.
That's gone. But what's the hab mean?
No, but you're right. The Gemara says I can. According to my number, avodin yishdin lenafshe, I can break the guy's barrels and put them in my chatzer. But I think there the issue is not that he's taking your chatzer. The issue there is that he's limiting the usage of your chatzer, right? Because you want to walk to your car, and there's this guy's stuff here. So that we're saying is that it's not, you're not afraid he's going to steal your land there. He's just being annoying. He's leaving his stuff in your yard. So in that case, where that the Gemara says you're of an inish dina nafshei to take back the right to use your chatzer. He's not trying to steal from you. He's just being annoying, leaving his stuff in your chatzer. That you're allowed to trample on it and break it because of an inish dina nafshei. You're allowed to use your chatzer and get your right to your chatzer back, and mom use it to get to your car, even though it's going to cause this guy a loss. Because that would be a tircha to have to set it up and deal with it or go to Basin. I don't know if that's clear. Okay, so this, again, the second level of the Nesivis is that in a case where it's Metaltlin and not Karka, like the basketball, that's a Machlokas in our Gemara, because there's always a possibility of Chashash Hefsed. Why is there a Chashash Hefsed? You have Raya's, you have Adam, that's your basketball. So maybe this guy will hide the basketball and he's going to have no other money. Maybe he's going to give it back and it's all scratched and I'm going to have no Raya that it was scratched. When it comes to Metaltlin, there's many more possibilities for me ending up without my basketball. Even though I have a receipt, I have Adam, that's my basketball, there are things that could happen to Metaltlin that are not going to happen to Karka. And therefore, it says in the Sibus, in that case, it's going to be a Chash Hefsed. That's the machlokis of if it's not a Vade Hefsed, and I have a Raya, and I can go to Din Torah, but there's maybe a Chash Hefsed. Can I have an Inish Dinil Anavshe? It says that's a machlokis in the Gemara, and that's where we pass can have an Inish Dinil Anavshe. But first of all, to appreciate what the Sibus just did, it was kind of hinting to in the huddle, it's that the Gemara says, the Lashon Gemara is, open the Gemara, Lashon Gemara is, what's the machlokis of Avad Inish Dinil Anavshe? And he says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar lo avid inish dina nafshe, Nachman Amar avid inish dina nafshe, hey chadika pseida kuli amalo pligi da avid inish dina nafshe. There's a hefsed for sure, you can do it. Ki pligi hecha de lake of pseida, where there's no hefsed. Rabbi Yehuda Amar lo avid inish dina nafshe, they came to the lake of pseida, leiz lakami daino. He just says there's no hefsed, just go to the basin. But Nachman Amar avid inish dina nafshe, they came to the vidin avid lo tarach, since, even though there's no hefsed, since he's entitled to it, he has a raya, says the Rosh, that it's his. He's able to prove that it's his. So therefore, he doesn't have to be machriach himself to go to Beis Din. What the Nesivas just did into this machlokas in the Gemara, where it says the leka pseida, he edited it a little bit. The leka pseida borer, but it's a chashash pseida. That's what he did to explain what's going on. Yeah.
How does he explain the fact that the machlokas not completely says that the reason is because of tshuva? It doesn't say because of like chashash pseida.
I don't know how he reads the Gemara. Let's think about it. I think he says that when we say tircha, that tircha means that I'm gonna have to deal with Beis Din, and when I deal with Beis Din, there's always a possibility that it's not gonna work out. I don't know. You have to say something like that. I don't know. Hakanami, it's difficult. It's difficult. But he says it just can't be that I can just go and beat him up when there's, like, if you take the Gemara Kipshuto, there's no hefsed whatsoever, so how can I beat him up? Even Basin couldn't beat him up.
So you have to say that Nesivas is redefining it.
Yeah.
You assume
yeah.
Kipshuto read the Gemara is...
Yeah, 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 100%. 100%. You're redefining it. Yeah. I looked at, there's like the big Nesivas is the footnotes. I looked at it in some other part. I forgot to look at it on this Nekuda, but I don't know. I wonder if it's discussed in the, like, Achronei Achronei. I'm not sure. Yeah,
does it matter if you have a proof that, like,
if it's a chashash loss, and you bring, we're only talking about la halacha, according to the Rush, la halacha, we're only talking about where you have a proof that it's yours. One thing was, and nevertheless, isn't this even if it's a chashash hefsed, that was a machlokas. So there's no hefsed whatsoever. So then you can't have a then that's the third category. The case is either first category is vaday hefsed l'kuliyama, you could do it even beating the guy up. Then there's chashash hefsed, maybe it's not going to work out because it's metalton, it's like what happened to it. That's a machlokas in the Gemara. And there too, if you need to, even then the Nesiva says, like I said before, like yesterday, a little bit comically, you can't just go in and start beating the guy up. You have to say, hi, that's my ball. And he says, no, it's not, it's mine. You'll say, no, it is mine. So he says, Nesiva, you have to add in the line. What's that line? Listen, you want me to bring you to Basin? I'll bring you to Basin. And he says, okay, let's go to Basin. Again, case closed, says Nesiva. You can't do anything further. So go to Basin. But if he says, I'm not going to Basin, it's my basketball, then if you need to, you can get physical. That's what Nesiva says. Okay? And then, so that's the second category, either Vade Pseida or Savi Pseida, where we pass the Avadish Dim Lanafshe. Then there's a case of Vade Ain Pseida. Vade Ain Pseida. Okay? For example, the Karka, what the guy's going to do? He's not going to steal your land. He's not going to do anything. But let's say, for example, I know that, I don't know. Let's say it's a case somehow that the thing where it is right now is totally protected. I know this guy put it in his safe. And I know he's not going to touch it. I know nothing's going to happen to it. I know I can go to base and deal with it. And they'll know he's lying. And I'll get it back. I'll get it from his safe, but nothing will happen to it. It says in the Sebis, in that case, where there's no pseda at all, vada'i in avid inish dina l'navshe, and I cannot get physical. I can't beat him up. And if I do, I'm going to be chayt, pay for nezik. That's what the Sebis says. So no, I'm sorry. I can't get physical. I cannot get physical. I can't beat him up. So, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. B'di'evit, if I did beat him up, it could be b'di'evit, I'm going to be pater. Why am I b'di'evit going to be pater? According to Manda Amar, b'di'evit, if I know there's no pater at all, and I beat him up, I'm going to be pater. Why would that be? Because it's possible it could be, even if he went to Beis Din, maybe this stubborn guy would have been stubborn with Beis Din. He would refuse, he would put him in Chayrim, and he would still refuse, he would come, and then beat him up. So it's possible that maybe the Nezek would have ended up happening anyway. So then even if I beat him up, which I shouldn't have done, because there's no Pseida, maybe we give it, I don't have to pay, because I can always Taina, maybe Beis Din would have beat him up also.
So we're now into the category of putting it back into us, like a low level.
There's a third category, which is third category is there's no pseudo lechatchila, I can't do anything. B'di'evit, if I did. B'di'evit, there's a chashash that they would have to beat him up. There's no chashash hefsed. I definitely would have gotten my money.
Beat him up, so I can now take that step and beat him up.
So therefore, I'm not going to be chayav to pay if I beat him up. Okay, so that's it. Again, Hachanami, you're right. He's rereading the Gemara a little bit. The Lake of Pseida means the Lake of Vadei Pseida. And Tircha means that maybe there's a Chashash Pseida. Hachanami, it's difficult. So that's what I want to focus on now for the time we have left. Is trying to give another approach to this question of the Nesivus. Again, the question of the Nesivus is, it doesn't make sense. How could it be, even if you want to say that I am a Shtech Basedin, I am like Basedin, even Basedin itself has certain restrictions. I can't just go around beating people up. That's the first recourse. How could it be that somehow midin abed inish din l'nafshi, I'm going to have more rights than the Shtech Basedin himself? This can't be. Okay, so that's what I want to. This is the part. This is the only part I think that's like a chiddush. So it could be that it doesn't make any sense. This part you can say doesn't make any sense. But this is based on the famous Drushos Haran in Drush Yud Aleph. So have you heard this from? Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to ask, how does the Nesivos answer his question? He just kind of gives these three.
So his question, he had two questions. His first question was, how does the Rambam Paskin by in our in the din quoted in our siman and siman dalet from Baba Kama Chav Zayin is that Ovid in Yishtinil Lanafshin, and I can even beat him up if I need to. The Rambam Paskin's that in Ochos and Hedrin Perikpins. At the same time, the Rambam also paskins that if somebody's in my property and he's not leaving, I can't beat him up. So that's one sira that Nesivus asks. The other one is more of a svara. He says, how could it be me svara that I'm able to beat somebody up? Even based on himself in my situation would not have beaten him up at that point. There's a much longer process before they beat him up. Those are the two questions of Nesivus. So the first one he answers, and he says, there's a difference between the case the Rambam says you can't avad inish din l'nafshe and the case where he says you can. The difference is that the case of Karka is category number 3, where there's no pseida at all. That's how he understands. Because the guy's not going to steal your Karka. You have a shtar that it's your Karka. You can't take it anywhere. So go to Beis Din and deal with it, and you'll get it back. But the case of the Rambam Paskins in Bava Kama Chav Zayin Chav Ches, the avad inish din l'nafshe, that's metalton, because by definition, almost always, metalton has a chashash pseida. Something could happen to it, it could get lost, it could get taken, it could get messed up. Even though you've arrived at it, it could be you're not going to get it, at least in the state that it was at this point where you want to do avad inish din l'nafshe. That's what he answers for that. And when he answers for the question of how could you beat the guy up, even Basin couldn't beat him up. So he says that the only case where you're allowed to beat him up is because there's either a hefset or a chashash hefset. When Basin is not beating him up, it's because I guess they think there's no hefset there, or maybe they don't have. I don't know. I think he's saying the case where you're allowed to beat him up is because there's a hefset or a chashash hefset, and therefore you're allowed to stand up for your rights.
Well, what about Basin in the case of hefset?
Yeah, why doesn't Basin beat the guy up in the case of Hefset? That's a good question. Let me see if he addresses that directly. He says, "Alubarlos." He says, "The kosher efshar lahatzil b'inyan acher alser lahakos k'mavur b'sugisham." Whenever he doesn't have to hit, he's not allowed to hit, as is mashmam in the sugya and that we saw. Aval vada yufar hiko. I think maybe that's the eager answer. He says, really, you're not supposed to hit him, okay? It could be if you think the only thing you need that you're able to do is hit him to save your property, maybe you're allowed to do it, but you're really not supposed to hit him. Aval vada in kfar yiko v'achar bo the basin ha-basin m'supakim she'evshar sh'av heim loy ha-lem efshari la'asiyah ki'im ha'idi akwa. And then basin says, it's possible maybe we would have had to hit him as well. V'on sh'loy yitzayis av the basin ha-jim sh'ku gam heim lako so pater. Aval am ho'bar sh'al ha-basin be'efshari la'asiyah sh'lo ha-idi akwa. That's how you ke'efshar l'hatzel b'in an'achar chayav. So he says that, but if it's clear to the Beis Din that there wouldn't have been a Pseida, and that they could have saved it without beating the guy up, you'd be chayav for his nezek. So how does Nesivos answer his question? A, he says, when there's chashash nezek, that's different. And B, we're talking about a case where it's possible at least the Beis Din would have had to eventually do it themselves. But he says also, you only punter b'di'evid in a case where there's a... where they wouldn't have been absent. You're right. It's still a bit of a question. In the case where it's chashash, again, let me strengthen your question. I don't know if he addresses this directly. In the case where it's only a chashash hefset, the guy has your basketball and you want to get it back, you're afraid you might mess it up. So you're allowed to go and start trying to take it back, even though it's possible you'll have to hit him. So the question is, if that's true, why didn't the basin itself, let's say, the basin of Hoskins, he has to give me back the basketball. So now, according to the Nesivos, why doesn't Beis Din, if he's refusing to give it back, hit him like I would hit him at that stage? Is that kind of your question?
I mean,
maybe that's only a right that I have. I'm not sure.
The Nesivos' question is: there's a stira, then he just says the two contradicting sides are just two different cases. And he says one is when there is pseudo, one is when there's no pseudo. But then there's no contradiction. I mean, they're just two different cases.
Right.
So he understands the original question differently.
So he's saying that the case where you're allowed to hit is when there's going to be a pseida. Or the case where there's no pseida, but it's possible Basin would have had to do it himself. In terms of just his question, like philosophical question, but Lamaisa, why can you do it if Basin wouldn't have done it in that case? I'm not sure if he exactly addresses it. Like, if there's a chash pseida, then why didn't Basin hit him also to save your pseida? I'm not sure if he addresses that, as far as I remember. We'll look at it again and see if you see an answer to that. I don't know. Well, the Maisa, again, he minimizes this question by saying, you're only allowed to hit when there's a chashash pseida, or b'di'evan, when there's no chashash pseida, and maybe Basin would have had to do it themselves. Okay. That's what he says. Now, in terms of this question of, well, the Maisa, how can I hit if Basin can't hit? So has anybody remember last year or this year, the Drashas Haran by Shoftim Mishotrim? Does this ring a bell for anybody? Okay, Shoftim Mishotrim. So the pasuk says, right? Shoftim v'shotim l'chav hosher. You have to put shoftim and shotim. They should judge a righteous judgment. So the Ran, you should look at it because it's just an important makor in Jewish hashkaf. Okay, so the Ran asks, well, what's this pasuk adding? They should be righteous judges, meaning the Torah tells us all the time they shouldn't take shochad. They should have mishpat emes. What does it mean? Mishpat tzedek. What's mishpat tzedek? What does that mean? So then I'm saying a little bit out of order. But the Ran says, if you learn Nezikin, there's a lot of weird dinim in Nezikin. Right? You guys have seen it this year also. You saw it in Tosos and Bezim and Aleph, but the idea of Hasra and Av and Toldo, but not really, that's not what I'm talking about. But the whole requirement of Hasra, maybe you guys also saw the Machlokas, if Lo Nid El Hakim Shogi Lemezid, or if it's more than that, you guys saw that, it's not Machlokas good. The whole idea of Hasra, there's no Hasra in secular courts, right? There's no idea of Hasra. If somebody, Rahman al-Itzlan, steals, kills, or something like that, we don't care that he wasn't warned. He did a terrible deed. He's all accountable. What's the pshat of Hasra? But forget about that. The standards of Hasra are crazy. He has to know, let's say by Shabbos, you have to tell him exactly which Av Malachi is doing. He has to hear you talk and do the Maisa Tochid Edibur, And he has to be makabel dasra and say, no, I know if I'm machal Shabbos, I'm going to get killed. Gal menaske ani yoseh, and I'm doing it anyway. I'm doing it knowing I'm going to get killed. And nobody's ever going to get killed. And that's a suga. That's a mishnah makos. People almost never got killed by Beis Din. So, and besides that, you have to have two kosher edim who happen to be there who are watching him, and then you get to the whole thing of nimzachem and kol repulsal. They can't be psulim or maybe mitzdarim. It's almost never going to happen. So. Says the Ran, meaning our system is very nice, but isn't it impractical? That's what he asks. He says, and in the secular court systems, it seems to be much better at maintaining law and order. So says the Ran, the answer is it's true, that the Beis Din is not going to be so good at maintaining law and order. That's why you have to have the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, and you have to have the Melech. He says that just like throughout the secular world, there's an idea called the government, the Melech, so too we have a Melech. And the job of the melech, amongst other jobs, is to maintain law and order. And he's got to make sure that people aren't murdering and stealing. And he could judge. Maybe there's not two edim. Maybe there's no hasra. Maybe there's no kabbalah's hasra. Whatever standards he thinks is fair, he'll do that to maintain law and order. So what's the purpose of the Beis Din? The purpose of Sanhedrin, the Beis Din is to be dan mishpat tzedek, a righteous judgment. There's an unbelievable tshuva that Moshe Feinstein was asked by some non-Jewish New York State legislator about the death penalty. So, you know, what do the rabbis think about the death penalty? And he says, you know, we basically never do it. And he says, even though it's on the books, we basically never do it. Our real philosophy is, yeah, let Hashem take care of the sinners. But guess what he says? Hashem can take care of them. Hashem knows the most righteous way to punish somebody. But it's officially in the books, but since the standards are so high, it almost never happens. He says something to that effect. Okay. So, but in the times of the Melech, so the Melech will take care of it. That's what the Ran says. But just like all governments have a way to maintain law and order, that's the role of the Melech. And the role of the Beis Din of Sanhedrin is to be Mishpat Tzedek, is to be, and he says, yeah, I didn't bring the whole thing, but just like through tefillah and Shabbos and Karbanos and Tzedakah, we bring Kedushin to the world. When Beis Din is judging this completely righteous Tzedek Mishpat, so they're bringing Kedushin to the world. And he brings all the Agaditas, in Mishach Shabbos, and Sanhedrin and other places that when a Dayan is being done, Din Emes Lamito, so he should have been the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's bringing the Gula Olam and all these things, because even in cases where Beis Din is judging something which is parallel to the secular courts, let's say maybe it's Geneva, maybe it's a Mekachto, Sana Slinga, that it would have been the same thing. But Lamaisa, since we're doing it according to the Kalim of our Mesorah, according to our Pesach of Torah Shabbal Peh, so that becomes like a Cheftza of Kedusha and Torah, and that becomes a Mashu, that something that brings Kedusha into the world. Okay, that's what the Ran says. He says the fact that we have these standards that are so impossibly high in Beis Din, it shouldn't bother us so much, because the point of the Beis Din is not to really maintain law and order. It's supposed to be they're never going to punish any murderer, thief, whatever he is, unless they're 1,000% positive that he's really guilty, because otherwise it's not right. It's not just. And the king will take care of the rest. And then he says there's an idea, maybe if there's no king, that the Beis Din can have this dual role. That's the idea of Makan V'Onshin Shalom and Adin. The Beis Din can sometimes punish even without the high standard that the Beis Din usually requires to maintain law and order. Okay, good. That's what the Ran says. So I was thinking about this Ran, and I was thinking about this in Sivas, and I thought maybe we could put the two together. I'm not trying to say that the person who's Abed Inish Dina L'Nafshe is a Melech. That's not what I'm trying to say. Let me take a step back. Maybe we could answer the Nesibis' question by saying that his question is, how could it be that Beis Din wouldn't give somebody Malkus? And I, who'm just coming to get my basketball back, can give the guy Malkus, can beat the guy up. It doesn't seem fair, it doesn't make sense. So maybe the Pshat is Hakanami. I'm not acting like Beis Din. I'm not Beis Din. Let's go to the other side of the Chakira. I'm just Hatzalas Mamon. The Savechik said, we saw yesterday, feels like I could save myself from my friend's property. Maybe I could beat my friend up to get my property. The Torah says, maybe it's a Svara. The Torah says that I have a right to stand up for myself if my friend is taking advantage of me and he's not being fair, and I have a right that it's mine. So I can stand up for myself and protect my rights to my basketball and get it back, even if it means beating the guy up. I'm not trying to do that, but maybe I'm allowed to. But how could that be if Beis Din itself couldn't beat the guy up in that case? Because it could be it is. Beis Din, the standards of Beis Din are incredibly high. Standards of Beis Din, they can't beat the guy up until they've warned him, and they've given him a week, and they put him in Cherem, and they tried all other alternatives to see, maybe get him to give up the money that he's Chayav Kedin without forcing him, without beating him up. Because the Beis Din, they don't want to do anything that's not going to be Mishpat Tzedek, like the Ran says. Because their standard is incredibly high. They have to be completely Tzidkus and righteousness and Tzedek. So maybe for them, they're not going to do it until they have absolutely, absolutely no alternative. But for me, I'm not based in. I just want to get my ball back. And Hashem says that I'm allowed to stand up for my own rights. It's my basketball. Why do I have to be a pushover and let him take my ball? So it could be then, Hashem says, you have to stand up for your rights, even if it means, if you need to beat the guy up. I basin wouldn't do it. Hachanami, basin's a different mitzias. Basin's a mitzias of Mishpat Tzedek. I'm just a regular guy who wants to get his basketball back. Maybe that could answer this could also, I don't know if it's Nachamina exactly, it could be a Nachamina. If you view it as an extension of Beis Din, Lachori, you're following the rules of Beis Din. Whenever Beis Din would or would not do what you're doing, you'd be allowed to do it. But it could be, if you're viewing it as just a hatzala, a protection of your property, it could be actually, surprisingly, maybe you're allowed to do more than what Beis Din could have done. Because it could be protecting your own rights, doesn't follow the same rules, and Lepnech, we could do more than Beis Din could do because it's a different kind of system. Yeah, Asher.
We could say he is the extension of Beis Din. He's fulfilling the dual role here. And he is doing mishpat.
He will
sooner allow him to fulfill the dual role than Beis Din, because Beis Din has the din of mishpat tzedek. This guy doesn't necessarily have the need.
He's acting as like the melech enforcer aspect of Beis Din. Could be that could be.
You're not stuck because it sounds more like. That the Nesivos is for sure working with
the Nesivos. Right, I'm not trying to say this to explain the Nesivos himself. Maybe I'm trying to use it to answer the Nesivos' question.
So I was thinking you could use it to explain the
Nesivos. Okay, I hear. Good. Yeah. Was there another question in this direction or no? We're good. Okay. So let's summarize what we've seen. What we've seen in the Sugya is that there's a machlokas in the Gemara about Avad Inish and Lanafsher, Lo Avad Inish. In a case where there's a Seda, Likuliyama, you can. It would seem to be, again, there's room to, I didn't see any real discussion about this, but there's room to say, like Avi was saying, in the case where I'm literally losing money, meaning my water's being taken and I have no way of getting it back, then l'kulei alma, I'm allowed to avodina l'nafshe, even if it means beating the guy up, because I have a right to protect myself. And I can't go to Beis Din. They're not going to be able to be mechayev the guy. Maybe then l'kulei alma I can. Machlokas in the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, is a case where there's no hefsed whatsoever. It's just a matter of tirfa. And that's a machlokas of Avad Inish or Lav Avad Inish. We paskin, like Rav Nachman, that Avad Inish din l'nafshe, even when there's no hefset, it's just a matter of tircha. When we first saw the sugya, I thought, maybe other guys thought also, that it seems surprising. If there's no hefset at all, so just go to Beis Din, why should I get involved with beating somebody up? So we saw that the Rishonim minimized this din. The Meiri says it's only in the case where toch kidei, that he's taking it from me, I'm trying to stop him. Then Avad Inish din l'nafshe, which maybe shows you more the direction of it's about Atzalas Mamon. The Mordechai and the Rush in their ways limited differently, but they also try to prevent, like the Mordechai says, he says, Lav Kol Kamine, to try to prevent the case where people are just going to be doing whatever they want, to try to prevent Hefkerus. So the Rush says, it's only when I have a Raya that I could have been Zoche B'dim. And the Mordechai says, maybe in addition to that, only when it's a specific concrete object. That's what those Rishonim say, and the Rush is Pasuk Mahalacha, and the Mordechai is the Yesh Omer. We saw today there's a Ma'arik. In Ma'arik, probably because from his perspective, again, Avad Inish is linked to being a representative of Beis Din. So the Ma'arik says, in a case where, if I want to go down the Avad Inish route to be like Beis Din, so then it has to be something that requires Beis Din. I have to be trying to hit the guy or making him lose more money than I'm trying to get from him or trying to collect money that he's not chayv. Something that requires a real psak. But I'm just taking my menorah, says the Ma'arik, that's just called Tfisa, that's not Avad Inish. Okay, then we saw the Nesivis. The Nesivis is bothered, A, by the Stira in the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. In the case of Karka, we can't beat him up to get him off, according to the Rambam. But here, you can't get back your property. And also, just how can you beat the guy up? It seems it doesn't make sense. So the Nesivis, again, has these three categories. You're allowed to beat him up if it's a Hefset Baru, or you have no other way of saving it. Or in the case where it's a possible Hefset, that's where the Nesivis kind of tweaks Lashon HaGemara, there's a possible Hefset, and then you're allowed to do it because the Torah gives you the right to beat the guy up to protect yourself, I guess, from a possible Hefset. But if there's no Hefset whatsoever, for sure you can't beat the guy up. And if you did, maybe beat the Eved, you're going to be Putter, maybe not. But then, what I was just ending with, and the Nesivis seems to be looking at it from the lens of Din. If he says, how could it be that I can beat him up? If I'll be Din, I can't beat him up. I'll be Din, meaning in Beis Din. So then, what I tried to say now is that maybe we can answer this, if you want to look at it from the Hatzalas Mamon perspective, maybe we can answer the Nesivis' question. How could it be that if Beis Din, they would have so many more steps before beating the guy, I can just try to get my stuff, even if it means beating up right now, without any other due process. Will be the answer is based on the Sran. That the standards of Basin are incredibly high to maintain Kedusha and Hashras Hashina and be sure to put the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, in order to do what they do, you have to be 100% positive that the guy's Chayev, that he understands that he's Chayev, that you're not making any mistakes. That's a unique standard of Basin. But for me, who's just a regular guy, he wants to get my ball back, Hashem says, as long as you're positive, not positive like Basin's positive, that's a unique standard, but you're positive, you're allowed to take it back. And if the guy's going to get in your face, okay, maybe even then you're allowed to beat him up. We saw different perspectives in the sugya, which have different implications, halacha l'maisa, and okay, adkan avodah nishit.